both green here and right side of the car?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I have to read this to him?
Yeah. It doesn't take very long
at all.
Look at this, for my sister Krista. That's what it says, Anthony. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg came a tiny, very hungry caterpillar. What's that? Yeah, right. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. Tell him to call. Can you shut it off for 1 minute?
It's okay.
Sure.
What's that?
Do you know what I'm reading to you about?
No.
Yes, what's that?
Caterpillar.
Okay. On Wednesday, he ate from three plums, but he was still hungry. Look at all the holes in them. See all the plums? On Thursday, he ate from four strawberries, but he was still hungry. What are those?
Strawberries.
Yeah. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Oranges.
Yeah. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. See all the stuff in here?
Yeah.
The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called the cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Okay?
Okay, do you have a favorite book of yours? Do you want to get it? Can you come and bring it for mommy?
I suppose if you can find it.
Okay.
Book. The Value of Giving. Oh my goodness, everybody's got a blog in this thing.
Out of the way. Let me see if she can pull her.
going, right?
Answer me.
We went this way.
This way, that way.
Anthony, you want a new book?
Yes.
There we go. Look at this book.
Oh. Doggy cat.
Look, you notice what that was? What's that?
Daddy.
What's that?
Daddy.
That's the name of the book, Cat and Dog. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks pitter-pat down the garden? Who walks tiptoe around the wall?
Cat.
Well, did you know what that said?
Cat.
Right. Who jumps down into an alley? Who goes scritch scratch against the fence? Who walks tall tail between the bottles?
Cat.
Right. Cat. Who should watch out round the corner? Cat.
Cat.
Watch out, cat.
And then the dog, and the dog and the cat.
Yeah, and that's his dog. And quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner?
The doggy's coming in with the cat.
Quick, cat. Who runs snip-snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer? What's that? Dog.
Dog.
Cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap down the alley, getting closer and closer? Getting closer. Dog. Right. Snip-snap, jump, cat.
He jumps in the dog.
Jump, dog. Who falls back?
The mice.
Well, the mice are in the picture. The dog.
The mice.
Well, there's mice there, too. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pitter-pat?
Cat.
Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely.
Cat.
All right. All done.
Another one.
Okay, very good. How about...